Who's this week's jackass? A disgrace. It's time for the weekly punch in the face.
The weekly punch in the face brought to you by our great friends at Moe's Italian Sandwiches. The shop of sandwich, the legend. Look for Moe's near you. All right, everybody. So in this particular segment of the show, you get to punch somebody in the face. Maybe get out some aggression. Somebody who's got it coming. Maybe it's just someone you're a friend of. It's your buddy, just cuz. Kind of thing. Maybe it's a love tap. Okay? No business names and no last names. Okay? I don't want anybody getting fired from their job or something like that. And the menu, today we're going old school. Straight up slap. Slap in the face. And it's the slap in the face. Then, of course, if you close it and you bring in heavy, you get the punch in the face. And then, of course, Chuck Norris gets involved and things get really ugly. So who would you like to punch in the face? Kelly Brown, I'm asking you first.
I'm going to punch myself right in the face. And heartfelt apologies to Kayla. She was right about American Idol. They went off the air in 2016. I thought it was a lot longer than that. I didn't want to make her upset, especially on a day she's not feeling well. She got the diarrhea again.
Okay.
She asked me if farts have lumps. I don't know what that means.
Doesn't have any. None of that's
so
true.
I apologize
to
Kayla.
So mean.
Thank you.
To her.
Got the torpedo butt.
I am.
so cruel.
I'm gonna punch the out of control. What do they call it? The pets there. You bring the pet. You
service,
bring
animal. Oh, service animal.
Service animal. Service animal. The out of control. A peacock. Please. You know what?
Don't punch the peacock.
For people who really need them, you're just trying to be some performance artist jackass who just wants to make a spectacle of yourself by bringing on a 500-pound pig. I'm sorry. See, people like that make it difficult for people who really have issues. Scott, who do you want to punch in the face?
That Paul Logan dude. I may have punched you before.
Logan Paul.
Whatever. I don't even care.
Whatever
you're on
is.
TV, you're crying that you're losing people, and you might lose your whole empire. Good. Oh. Go away. You're a loser.
Laura.
Okay. I don't know how many times I have to do this, but I have 7 holes in my windshield.
Wow.
7 divots because because of somebody that doesn't remove the ice off their car. So I got whacked with a piece of ice. I have 7. I have to get a whole new windshield because what happened to this? 7 holes, like scooped right out because of that ice. You idiots. Take a minute. I don't care how tall your car is. Return it then. If you can't and your little short legs can't reach up there, get one of those scrapers and slide that ice off of there. I closed my eyes and thought, okay, I'm going to go off the road when this thing hit me. No, instead I have to go get a new windshield. Ass wipes. Take it. I'm angry because it scared the crap out of me.
All right. You're yelling. You can get
they
it.
Deserve it.
All right. I'm not saying they don't. I felt like I got 5 holes in my head.
I was mad.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to go to Quaid. Quaid.
Quaid.
Who do you want to punch in the face?
I want to punch Gary in the face for getting the scratch ticket in front of me and winning 150.
Oh, nice. Gary is scratchy.
Suck, Gary.
I want to punch Gary in his scratchy. Ryan's on the phone, Scotty.
Hey, Ryan, who do you want to punch in the face?
Roadkill. I want to punch my coworker Vicky in the face for being a stupid idiot.
Wow. Icky Vicky.
888-556-7625. You want to participate? You can also text 82945 or locally at 603-431-ROCK. Let me see here. I would like to punch Alex for bouncing my paychecks. Ooh, that's tough. I really want to punch in the face. Cream. Be making cream. Yo, cream, man. Come on. Look, dude.
We get it now.
I get it now, but yep. I'm not a Wu-Tang guy. No. You look at me. Do you actually think I got a Wu-Tang record?
I
don't.
I want to punch every tool that calls in and gives themselves a nickname, especially the Wu-Tang cream douche.
No, I'm not. I'm not mad.
But I just got that.
I don't mind you did it, but I can't be. I didn't know it.
You came down pretty hard on the guy.
You can't expect me to know it. Don't bust my balls because I didn't know a Wu-Tang reference.
I would have thought you would have had that.
Heavy metal Mike, who we punching?
I want to punch Philadelphia. You're not lovable losers. You're just losers.
Wow, that hurts.
I just got one. I want to kick Heavy Metal Mike because he's only slept with 1 chick.
Wow, Jim. Jim. Wow.
Somebody just sent that out.
Jim, who are you punching?
I'm punching my buddy Dave in the face and all the Patriot haters. and I'll take my 100 in small or large bills.
There you go.
Okay.
Kelly, Greg's on the phone.
Greg, who are you punching in the face?
I want to punch the flow in the face. It's been a long week.
Kelly always gets nervous when I pitch it to him, like I said last
week.
Figure
it's coming to me.
He always thinks it's going to be you. Well, let's go to Josh.
I get nervous, I take it. Josh, who are you going to punch in the face, buddy?
I'd like to punch him in the face, my buddy Kyle, for calling me the magic Michael Jordan of getting stuck.
All right. Tyler's on the phone, Laura.
Hey, Tyler, who do you want to punch in the face?
I would like to punch my brother's girlfriend, Lena, in the face for finally getting on the air and punching me in the face for the lamest reason.
Yeah. Oh, you just one-upped her.
Yeah, you showed her.
You really took her to town. I'll tell you, she's probably crying right now. That was
Steve wants to punch
vicious.
Evan in the face because he constantly wears his pants with a wedgie. That's so hard.
I want to go old school and roundhouse kick ECD's ex-wife. There you go. Going old school. Let me see that. Hey, it's Michael, man. I want to punch myself in the face for not being able to talk to this girl. Yeah, man. Sometimes you get all bound up inside.
Negan,
you
know? People who borrow cars from our dealership and return them dirtier than they were before I detailed them.
Ooh. Punching the face to my son's ex-high school basketball coach.
Okay. I want to punch my beer belly because I can't get rid of the friggin' thing. Okay. Roundhouse, big word for asking me, is your truck done yet?
Punch kitty cancer in the face, ruining my 20-year-old kitty.
I want to poke Dan in the eye for being a Bills fan, okay? You got a little slap for the old Bills fan.
Punch a person who backed into my car and drove off without telling me.
Want to punch, let me see, my wife Chantel, she's 36 weeks pregnant, she's doing great. Good for you.
Yay, good for you. Four more weeks.
Let's go to Shep. Talk to me, Shep. Who do you want to punch in the face?
Let's punch all the Patriot haters and the Eagles fans right in the sucker.
Okay. There you go, buddy. And the old sucker. Andrew, who are you punching?
I want to punch my brother Ryan right in the baby maker just because.
Yeah, you always go with the baby maker. You go to the old school right there. Let's say Paul, Scotty.
Hey, Paul, who do you want to punch in the face?
Hey, Paul.
I want to punch my boss Dave in the face for going to Florida and leaving all his crew members stuck to do his work.
That's called vacation.
It's called being the boss.
Yeah, that's what happens.
It's being the boss.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have to like it, but, you know, you can punch him in the face. That's fine. Dale. Who are you punching in the face, Dale?
I'd like to punch Dick in the face. Time to retire already.
Time to lay down, Dick.
This is a million jokes. I'm an adult.
You got any gum on your dick?
No, I don't.
I don't like that
joke. But if I go
joke.
To the store next time, I'll get some for you. Thank you.
You got a pencil?
All right, I got it. I got it.
Horrible
All
jokes.
Right, thank you very much. Oh, man. Smack Brian for being a whiny ass. Stop coming to work late. Hey, you want the job? Get here on time. That's me adding that. There was one, oh man, there was somebody who wanted to work on this particular program once, had an interview with them, and they're like, well, I'm like, yeah, no, that's not going to happen. Well, why? Because you're late. Every day. You're late to the job you currently have. I'm all set.
How did you know they were late to their job? It was a job within the station?
No, I was very familiar with them, and very, very nice person, too. I mean, really, really nice person. But I just was honest. I'm like, they ain't no late on this show. Ain't no late. Nobody rolls in late. Once in a while. Of course, I've mellowed now.
Yeah,
that
but,
was the early
but
days.
Say what you want. You still wouldn't put up with somebody unless there's a serious reason.
No.
No.
No. If anybody's late on this show, it's no problem because they got a reason and they've earned it. But I don't do late. This is the job. The job starts at 8 or whatever time. You be here at 8. Like quarter of 8. Like 8, 7:30. Okay? Sorry, man. Let me see. I punch Fruit Cup Guy in the face for fixing my van. Fruit Cup Guy's wife. I love Fruit Cup Guy's wife. You know? So
I wonder
what
her fruit cups look like.
I don't know what her fruit cups look like.